Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Good morning, you guys. How y'all doing today? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, Security Camera Ambassador, and welcome to another broadcast of Moving Forward. This is our new Good Morning, J-Ball317. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode number 3 of our new radio show. You guys don't know, I've been doing Moving Forward, my radio show, for about 10 years now. But now, this is a new episode that's during the day, a daytime show, but then we also do a night show moving forward. But the daytime show is called Fathers Against Abortion, and it's also called Parents Against Molesters. And the reason why is because one thing in life, you can get up every day, you can work, you can make money, you can have goals, you can have dreams. But then sometimes you'll get slapped in the face with reality and say, you know what? You have more of a purpose in life than just making money or buying material things or having a, you know, you have to have a cause. And the reason why I say that, because this past week, I've been thrust into a cause that I've been rejecting for 7 years. For 7 years, I have been rejecting a cause that was assigned to me 7 years ago from a higher power that I was rejecting, right? And it's amazing that since I've taken on this cause, how I found out that my inner circle are not true allies of mine. I've noticed since, it's almost like, and I don't want to compare, like, you know how you got Malcolm X, and like if anybody knows the story of Malcolm X, when Malcolm X realized that the Nation of Islam just wasn't for his better good, that he should distance himself from the Nation of Islam. But then when he started telling the truth about the Nation of Islam, everybody was coming after him, calling him a snitch, saying that Malcolm should be murdered. You know, they destroyed that man's character all the way because he realized the truth. He realized that he was going to go on his real mission. And as soon as he decided to get on his real mission, everybody started to crucify him. And today, I had my Malcolm X moment. Because all week long, I decided I'm no longer going to live in a lie anymore. I decided I wasn't going to live and let a cancer inside of me eat me away and kill me. I decided that I am going to start helping save lives. I decided that I'm going to start helping and prevent little girls and little boys from getting molested. I decided to take on a positive cause, and I have more naysayers and people against my positive movement than if I was out here doing something negative. And you know what's so crazy about you guys? I love it even more now because those people are dead weight. They can go. See, if they can care less about our genocide that we're in as black people, see, us black people, we're in the middle of a hard genocide and a soft genocide. It's been so entrenched into our culture so bad that we just think it's normal, this normal way of living. And so since I'm going up against abortion now, I deserve to lose my child. I deserve to lose my family. I deserve to lose friends. Well, guess what? If that's the case, then so be it. Because I'd rather go save some lives. Let me tell y'all why I'd rather save some lives real quick. I come with numbers and receipts. See, I'm not out here doing this because I'm in my fucking feelings. For anybody out there think I'm in my fucking feelings. In 2016, 423,471 babies was aborted. In 2015, 338,169 kids was killed by abortion. Oh, I got more numbers. 600,552,639 kids was killed by abortion, and these are by the CD fucking C. The same CDC that got the whole world shut down because of the damn coronavirus that hasn't even killed more than 10,000 people in this country, but 600,000 babies have been killed by abortion. And now y'all tell me I'm in my feelings. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Babies is getting killed every day, and I decided I'm going to fight against babies being murdered, and I'm in my feelings. That's more than 500,000. And I'm not even breaking down the races. I can only imagine those numbers of black babies. I can only imagine what that number is. So now, I started an organization this week called Fathers Against Abortion. I started an organization this week called Parents Against Molesters. And y'all telling me that I need to treat a person I look at as a child killer with soft hands? Y'all telling me that I deserve to lose my child because I don't have respect for somebody that's a known baby killer and the baby was my child who got killed? Screw everybody who don't support me. But I'm telling you, now, fuck them, not to the people I want to talk to. I had to get that out. If you are a person out there who was molested as a child, if you are a parent out there and your child was molested by somebody you brought to your household, this organization, Victim Suffers, is for you all. Because I'm finding out that we need a support group. We need a support group that supports fathers, that has mothers who's taking their kids from them just because they're pissed off at them. You don't have to kiss a woman's ass to be a father to your child. And that's what's wrong with everybody. If you are a person out there who's been molested and you go tell your mother that your mother or father is molested and they call you a liar and don't believe you, that's the reason why you need to join Victim Stoppers. Because this right here is the day that we decide that we're not going to take it anymore. See, this week I've been sitting back and I've just been watching. And see, that's why I'm glad that everything is on pause right now because of the COVID-19 thing, right? Because then you can sit back and you can hear all the chatter and all the noise or whatever. And then you know what to weed out and what to keep around you, right? So now, back to Malcolm. Malcolm realized the truth. Malcolm realized his true purpose. As soon as Malcolm realized that, that's when Malcolm became dangerous. Once Malcolm realized that, the powers that be like, Malcolm has to go. We have to eliminate him. Let's first off attack his character. And if that doesn't work, we're going to kill him, like remove him from this earth. Well, guess what, you guys? I have accepted that faith. If I have my own mother tells me that I deserve to lose my child because I don't have respect for my child's mother who killed my child, and I don't have respect for nobody else who kills kids doing abortion, then I should lose my child. Guess what? I'm ready to take my fate as Malcolm. If I have to go up against these people to save some of the 623,000 kids that are getting killed, I take that fate. I take on that battle. Because evidently there's a lot of cowards out there who won't. If I have to go up against and help protect these kids out here that's getting molested by these boyfriends that these mothers are bringing to the house, and these kids are carrying on these burdens for the rest of their life or whatever, I would take on that one too. Because, see, there's no fathers in our communities. Can anybody count on hands 10 people that got a father? Where's the daddies? I ain't talking about no fucking fake-ass stepdaddies. Where the real daddies at? Because, see, there's two types of situations going on with y'all women out here. And I'm not dogging you women out, but I'm telling the truth. Either y'all having babies by deadbeat daddies, and there's no daddies around, so that means y'all having babies by dudes that's in and out of fucking jail or getting killed. And I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. Because I grew up with no daddy in the house. But so for some reason, in the black community, we think that's okay. We think it's cool to be a single mother with no fathers around. We think that's fine. Uncles aren't daddies. We're talking about real daddies. Okay? Or you got another type of woman, like my ex-wife, who has a guy who's a father to his kids, and she's doing everything she can to eliminate me from my child's life, and everybody's supporting her to help her. Everybody is telling my ex-wife and telling me, oh, you deserve to lose your daughter because you cussed her out. Because you told her to shut the fuck up the other day, you deserve to lose your daughter. That's why there's no daddies. There's no daddies. Like I said, can somebody count 10 daddies? Who got a daddy in the house? Somebody tell me who got a daddy in the house. I waited until I was 40 years old to get married so I could make sure when I had kids that I'd be a daddy in the house. And that shit still didn't work. Why? I ain't going to say because I married a black woman, but why? Because y'all believe that y'all need no daddies in the house. Y'all think y'all can get rid of the daddies and then go get stepdaddies or surrogate daddies and then kind of find these damn daddies that's molesting your kids. There's no daddies. Where's the daddies at? Ain't no daddies in the house. No daddies. Now, the real reason why I'm having this show today is this right here. Attorney, Melissa V. Grayson. She is a family attorney, right? And she posted this message. She had posted a message, right? She had posted a message about why mothers are keeping their kids from their fathers. See, let me explain something to you. Fathers don't have to respect you as the mother of their children. I don't know where people get that from. Us fathers do not have to like our children's mothers. Our fathers have to love our children. Our fathers have to take care of our children. Our fathers do not have to. Most of the mothers don't respect the fathers. That's the reason why you have mothers that take their kids from the fathers. That's why the court system the way it is, because they like let women run amok with these kids. And there's so many fathers out here that don't have their kids because they one or two things. And I'm going through it right now. They either get tired because they get beat down. Because as soon as you go after your children's mother, everybody comes at you like you the bad guy and give her a pass. Or two, the legal system protects these mothers so much that the fathers out the world get beat down like, man, fuck it, you can have that kid. If I want to have another kid, I'm going to have another kid. Fuck that child. Or number three, it's so expensive to keep running in and out the courtroom that a lot of fathers are like, you know what, screw that kid. I am definitely convinced of why so many single mothers are here. And it ain't because of all deadbeat dads. Y'all are running the daddies away. My own daughter is in jeopardy of losing her daddy. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Next person to tell me that I'm in my feelings, you don't know what you're talking about. I've been fighting this since 2012. I didn't always told my ex-wife, if she don't change the way she's doing things, my daughter is going to lose her father. Not because I want to be gone. It's because she's going to run me away like all the rest of these daddies. Now, back to Miss Marissa. I'm going to play this video clip about her talking to these sisters about not letting them see their kids.
Just because the dad lost his job and is unable to pay child support just because the mom had some unexpected expenses and was unable to pay child support. I just have a problem with that. And it happens more so from my ladies. It's happening more with you. I get a lot of calls from guys. And we have to stop. It's not fair to your child. It's not fair to the father or the mother. If you want to do something about these things that are occurring, that is what the court system is for. You cutting off ties just because you made that decision because you're upset is not the solution that is going to be in the best interest of your child. Your child is not a pawn. Your child cannot be used just because you're mad. You don't use your child as a tool to get back to other parents. So let me tell you something about me. A lot of my female clients,
the reason why I played that clip, all my fathers out there, listen to me. Listen to me, fathers. As long as you are not neglecting your child, as long as you're not putting your child in danger, that does not give the mother the right to keep the child from you. I don't give a if she's mad or not. You do not have to be friends with your children's mother to be a father to your child. And that's what's going on in our community. It is so rampant in our community right now. And the reason why there's no fathers around, because we didn't allow everybody to get in their head that in order for us to be fathers, we got to be buddy-buddy with the mothers. We don't. We also got to realize in our community, too, that why anytime a man stands up for his rights as a father, all of a sudden he's in their feelings. Why? It's so funny. It's like I'm out here fighting for the rights for my child, and I got my own family member telling me I'm in my feelings, but I'm trying to make sure that my daughter does not be one of these little girls out here to get molested by a man that I don't know. I'm trying to make sure that my child doesn't end up without a parent in their life, like a lot of these other kids. See, you cannot talk to somebody who don't have something. See, as of right now, my child has a full-time father. I can't talk to somebody who don't ever had a father in their life. How can you give somebody advice if you never had something? I'm gonna give you guys a perfect example. This is the failure of fathers. And I'm going to tell you about my own personal experience with my own personal father. I have a father that's 70-something years old, right? My father has never been forced or put in a position to be a father to me, okay? My father calls me on Monday and tells me that his brother dies, right? And I have no emotional attachment. I'm like, okay. My father calls and says, hey, your uncle Cat died. I'm like, it didn't affect me. I'm not even going to go to the man's funeral. No disrespect, but let me tell you why it didn't affect me. Because there's no family structure in the black community. There's no father. He wasn't no father to me. So that means I don't know my uncles. I don't know my cousins. My mother didn't make sure that I had a relationship with my father and my cousins and my uncles. So now as people are getting older, people are starting to die. But I'm 50 years old. You cannot be a father to me at 50 years. I'm 50 years. You cannot try to have a family connection with me when I'm 50 years old. And that's what's going on in our community right now. And that's the reason why I'm on here right now fighting for my daughters to be in my life, to be in her life, because I don't want to have that conversation with my daughter when I'm 70 and she's 50. And I say, oh, your aunt such and such passed away. My daughter's like, okay. But see, if y'all continue on to help supporting my daughter's mother and helping remove me from her life, that's exactly what's going to happen. See, y'all are so used to not having no fathers around that y'all just think once a man stands up for his rights as a father, then he's in his feelings. Now, you want somebody in your feelings, let me show you guys something. much, so I'm going to just get straight to it today. And I'm talking about myself, because you know what? I realized I would be professional out here, so don't make sure that they're I don't know. So what happens 10 years from now? They say, oh, Dwayne, your daughter was molested. Oh, really? Okay. Now, I'm going to show you something about nations. April 6, 2015, I recorded a video because I've been fighting this battle to be a father of my daughter's child since 2013. See, a lot of guys would not be fighting for their daughters to be a father since 2013. See, everybody who think they know don't know. What's happening right now is not something new. I've been fighting this battle since 2013. I have a video right here proving and showing that I've been fighting this battle with this particular woman, because this woman, anytime she gets mad at me, she takes my child from me. And I don't have nothing to do with no fucking man. It has to do with a man to make sure you don't touch my daughter, but I don't have nothing to do outside that, because anytime this woman gets mad, she takes my child from me, and everybody says I deserve that. She's not my friend. I look at her as a baby killer. I'm not her friend. But I'm a father to my child, so stop taking my child from me. I have a beater right here where my life was threatened because I want to be a father to my child. Check out this video. Come on, since I'm in my feelings, y'all, I'm going to show you something. That's why I got the situation right.
I'm in the process of a divorce. With my wife, Michelle Abernathy. And my wife,
I've been fighting this battle a long time. My daughter's missing right now. I ain't seen my daughter in 4 days. And this video, I've seen my daughter in 3 months. Ain't nobody calling her, telling her she's in her feelings, how she keeps taking my child from me.
She took my daughter from me. I've been trying since the 6/28/2014 to see my daughter. My daughter's birthday is December 31st. I haven't seen my daughter at all this whole year in 2015. This morning, which today is 6/2015.
2015.
I've been doing everything I can to try to get my daughter. I've even been down to the court.
Courts don't do nothing for us daddies.
I've been down to courts. I've filed a monthly quarters of my customers and everything. I was granted this, but it's 2 months now. I'm not ready. I haven't seen my daughter already for 3 months. And we're talking about her until May 19, 2015. My wife has disappeared, took my daughter from my house. She knows I'm not a violent man, but she took my daughter from me. Then she took my daughter from me, and then I haven't seen her for 3 months. I called her several times. You can see my phone records here. I call my wife constantly every day for the past 3 days. I haven't talked to my daughter. I have audio of my daughter telling me that her mother will not let me see her or pick her up. So today, we're back home. So I've called Indianapolis Police Department, and they told me that I can call the emergency hotline, I'm sorry, and they were told that I found my wife took my daughter out of school, and she took her out of school, and she takes her to her grandparents' house during the day while she's at work. And I'm here in Indianapolis. Why don't she hear the phone? Well, the Indianapolis Police Department told me if I go and call the non-emergency hotline, that if I can show that I'm the parent, they escort me to the door. That's not true. I went through all steps and everything. So this morning, on April 6, 2015, I was told to go to the house this morning and videotape and try to get my daughter and watch my wife and her family not allow me to get my daughter. Well, in the process of me doing that, my daughter was screaming. My wife takes my daughter, and her father stand there in the door, and they take my daughter, and they know that I'm there. They know I haven't seen my daughter in 3 months, and they've taken my daughter from me. police department. Two police officers come. I show them my paper, show them I'm trying to get my daughter, trying to show them all the proper steps to get my daughter back. And this is what they tell me. We can't do nothing to you before. If there was a child out of them, we can go to the door. So the door, sir, you're out. Even though you're trying to be a father, then there's one police officer even told me, oh, most likely your mother's going to get caught.
Now, you fathers out there, and it's a bunch of y'all out there, if you're having a problem seeing your children, we all have to get together and work together, man. Because there is no support out here for us fathers out here. If you want to get rights for us fathers, we need to bond together. You fathers need to join me on this journey. We need to join Victim Stoppers, and we're going to get some rights, man. We're going to change some laws, man. We're going to get some lawyers. We're going to fight against this stuff, man. Because this is pure evil. These fathers out here are losing their children, not because we're bad fathers. And then if you're a father who stand up for your rights and people come at you like you sideways. I don't, anybody, don't y'all come at me no more. If y'all ain't trying to help me get my daughter, don't say shit to me. Because I don't want to hear that story like, man, did you hear about your daughter, Dwayne? She's a stripper now. Hey, Dwayne, you hear about your daughter? She got messed up and such. Because guess what? Because guess what? That's what's happening to a lot of these girls now. I showed a video yesterday. I showed three videos yesterday of little girls getting molested. And out of all three of those videos I showed yesterday, none of those three little girls had fathers. Not one child said, I'm calling my father. Why? Because there's no fathers. There's a whole lot of boyfriends. There's a whole lot of stepdaddies, but there's no fucking fathers in the house. So don't nobody tell me what I should and should not be doing when it comes to protecting my daughter. $623,471 abortions last year. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. I can only imagine how many kids have been molested. Would y'all like for me to find that number too? Would y'all like for me to find a number of how many kids have been molested by stepdaddies and boyfriends? Matter of fact, next time one of y'all got something crazy to say to me, go ask your family members if any of them been molested by a boyfriend or stepdaddy. Go ask them. You women out there, go ask any of your kids, has any of you guys been molested by, go ask them. So then my next question is, what you going to do about it? See, I'm doing something about it. See, I'm not going to sit around and talk about it. See, that's the problem. As soon as somebody starts doing something, oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's unhinged. Oh, am I? I played a 911 tape the other day when my child was kidnapped. I just played a video right now when my child was kidnapped and a text where I got threatened. Not threatened, like I said, like I'm stalking the mother. Threatened because I want to be a father. I got threatened and people are like, yeah. Stop him from being a father. Yeah. Kill that nigga. Yeah. Lock that nigga up because he's trying to be a daddy. I'm not going to be friends with a woman that I look at as a baby killer. I'm not. If somebody raped you or somebody molested you, but then the law says, guess what? You still have to deal with that person. Are you going to like that person? I ask you that every day. Are y'all going to like that person? If by law they say, look, we know that Jimmy raped you. We know that Jimmy raped you and Jimmy got off. But you and Jimmy have a child together. Jimmy's not in jail, so by law, Jimmy still gets to keep the children. Even though we know Jimmy is a rapist, or we even know Jimmy's a child molester, but Jimmy didn't get convicted for every reason, but by law, Jimmy still gets to get the kids. And you as that mother's looking at him like, I don't want my kids at Jimmy's house, because I know Jimmy's a child molester. But guess what? By law, you still got to let Jimmy take your kids, even though you know Jimmy's a child molester. So now, you don't like Jimmy. If you and Jimmy get in a heated argument, you're going to possibly call Jimmy a child molester. You're probably going to say to Jimmy, Jimmy, shut the fuck up, you child molester, and give me my children. You're going to cuss Jimmy out from time to time, right or wrong. Well, same thing with me. I look at my daughter's mother as a child killer. She killed our child. I look at her as a child killer, a baby killer, and got away with it because it's legal. You can legally kill your child, and the father can say nothing about it. I'm not going to be nice to you. You're Jimmy to me. You're Jimmy. So you guys are telling me that I deserve to lose my child because I don't want to be Jimmy's friend? You people, I'm in my feelings. because I want to make sure that Jimmy doesn't molest my daughter. See, because now Jimmy got somebody else in the house that could be a possible child molester too. So what happens when my daughter, 5 years from now, talking to one of her cousins like, man, I got touched and I shouldn't tell my daddy. Or I got touched, but I can't tell my daddy because you remember back in 22, my daddy was trying to save me and everybody told my daddy he was in his feelings. Remember when everybody was like, keep me from my daddy, and now my daddy's gone somewhere. My daddy's out of my life. That's how my daughter's going to end up in one of those videos that I showed y'all yesterday. If y'all don't get the fuck out of my way and let me get my daughter back. You don't have to be Jimmy's friend. You don't have to expect me to be a parent. That's how you be a parent, is make sure you keep Jimmy on his P's and Q's. It's been 4 days since I seen my daughter. And y'all said I can't see her because I cussed her mother out. Now my daughter's even leaving like, Dad, you cussed mom out. Man, I ain't thinking about that, man. Until then, I'm still going to help other people. Because it's too many fathers out here that don't have no support. I got 15 minutes. I'm about to calm down. I'm about to play this video, another video, but you guys can tune out because I'm done for the day. Like I said, I didn't already see my faith. Not faith, my faith. I got my faith too. I'm having my Malcolm X moment right now. So if I got to get prosecuted because I'm trying to be a father, then so be it. That's a worthy cause to die for. I'd rather the day that I die, if that go, wow, Dwayne died fighting to be a father. Wow, Dwayne was killed for trying to be a father. Wow, Dwayne was killed for trying to protect his daughter. I think I have that on my gravestone there. Wow, Dwayne was killed for out there selling dope. Dwayne was killed for out there carjacking. I think being a father is a more honorable way to go than that other bullshit that y'all all are into. Raised you, if you don't have a daddy who's in the household with you, don't tell me nothing about being a daddy if you never had a daddy. Okay? Because I'm going to make sure that my daughter is not in a house with another man in some boy shorts and that man is looking at my daughter. I'm going to make sure that my daughter does not ever have that story to tell somebody like such and such came in my room and touched me like that video I played last night. And if I don't do that, the only thing that's going to stop me from doing that is me dying. See, I would die for my child. As you can see, somebody's willing to kill me for my child. I got a video for 5 years ago. Somebody told me they would literally kill me if I try to come get my child again. So I'm ready. I'm strapped up. If this turns to blood because I want to be a father, then I guess that's the war that I'm going to have to be a part of. It's crazy that somebody would threaten you for wanting to be a father. Y'all think about that for a second. Y'all think about that one for a second. Somebody was willing to kill you for being a father to your child. How crazy is that? Play this last video. Anybody knows a father out there who having a problem with somebody snatching their kid every time they get mad at him? Tell him to join Victim Stopper so we can support him to help him get his child. I'm telling you guys out there, you fathers out there, as long as you take care of your kids and love your kids, you don't have to be friends with their mother. You don't have to be friends with her. You don't. But your job is to protect her. You got to make sure who's around your child. I don't give a fuck if she got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boyfriends and husbands. If there's another man around your child and it's not you, you better make sure that you have a presence to let that brother know. Look, don't even think about it, homeboy. Don't. If you think about it, you're gonna get COVID-19, and that's the problem. There's no daddies. Y'all women are giving y'all whole family over to these damn stepdaddies and surrogate fathers and shit, jumping from father to father every 5 damn years. Two different rules, and then your kids are all fucked up. Like I already told you, like right now, if you got a broken up family, there's always going to be two sets of rules. Your daddy's rules, if you got your daddy, and your mother and this guy that's in the house rules. Two totally different sets of rules. Two totally separate sets of rules. But see, y'all don't get it, and that's the reason why y'all out here getting y'all kids molested. That's why y'all be with dudes 5, 10, 15 years and never knew that these dudes are screwing your children until later on they have some type of breakdown. Like, you know, Jimmy been touching me. Jimmy been touching me. Because y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all so focused. Oh, my God, I'm in love. Oh, my God, he's such a good man. Oh, my God, he's paying the bills. But Jimmy's touching the babies, too. But the daddy who wants to be daddy, he's the one that's the outcast. This whole week, I've been an outcast because I tried to make sure and save my daughter's life. I've been an outcast this whole week because, yo, I didn't cancel out her mother. I don't give a shit about her mother. I give a shit about my daughter. I don't have to care about her mother. I don't care what nobody says. Nobody in this world can make me care about my daughter's mother. Nobody. She fucked that up in 2012 when she killed my child. I don't have to be her fucking friend. What I have to be is a father to my child and take care of my child. But just because she's mad at me, she's going to keep my child from me, and y'all going to support that? That's cool. That's cool. I'm taking a note. Taking note of everybody who said what they had to say right now. So this, I'm going to tell you how this is going to play out. One, later on down the line, y'all going to hear from my daughter. She's going to probably be in touch. Two, later on down the line, I'm going to be out the picture completely, completely. So we're going to have another black girl in the world with no father. Okay? I already know how this game is played. So now, let's play this last clip. I'm out of here. Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. You know, anybody who's been a victim of sexual assault as a child, please join Victim Stoppers at victimstoppers.us. If you're a father out there that's having an issue trying to be a father to your child, if you have some issues with some court, whatever the case, join Victim Stoppers. You need a support group because I'm telling you guys, I've been going through this by myself since 2013. Look, you guys, I'm your shield. Y'all can throw y'all bullets at me because I'm in this game. I'm seven years in. I just showed a video from 2015 where somebody threatened my life with menopause. So I'm here for you guys. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to be a father. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to save fathers. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to save children's lives. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not. So if y'all mad at me for trying to father, then so be it. I'm out of here, you guys.
I have to tell you, it was amazing. It was eye-opening. It was fun. It was serious. It was everything. These meetings are so good that at the end of them, and last night ended late. Normally we out around 8:30, from 7 to 8:30. Last night we ended around 9, and we still had to tell the guys to leave. Still talk about what had happened to me. And we had to tell them to go because we had to get out of there to get back to the studio this morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, getting up. So it's amazing. For new guys there last night who joined us, found us on YouTube, at least one found us on YouTube. And the meetings are growing like 90 going north. And we talked about my biblical question when Jesus said not to worry. Don't worry. That's my biblical question for the week. Matthew 6:25. Do not worry about your life. What you eat or drink, or your body, what you will wear. And I asked, why did he tell us not to worry? Can you imagine for a second living a worry-free life? And if Jesus asked you to do it, ask us to not worry, that means that we don't have to worry. Worrying is abnormal. Just like anger is abnormal. It is not normal to worry. Just imagine, it is abnormal to worry. And it is possible to live a worry-free life. Just as it's possible to live an angry-free life. We had a good discussion about that. One of the guys there, the guy talked about family court and the And that was very, very, very interesting. I realized that something really needs to be done about family courts because they have gone out of control. And you now have a bunch of women who don't mind taking the men's children away from them, even if they have to lie. They take the children and then fight hard for the father not to see his children or the children to see the father. I do want to say, any woman who fights to keep the children from their fathers and the fathers from the children are evil, selfish, narcissistic, evil woman. It's about you and not about anything or anybody else but you. You don't love your children. The hatred in your heart has caused you to be willing to destroy their father. It's amazing. The survey last night was just pathetic. If I believe the guy, you know, I have to take him at his word. If he's saying it's true, it's pathetic. And I've been hearing about this kind of stuff. I've been men and fathers in court years or testify on their behalf. And it is evil. It's evil to kill the soul of your children just to spite the father. And we got to get these laws changed in the courts. These judges are giving these children to the woman, no matter, and she could be lying, and they just take her at her word. I think that this father explained last night, he had to represent himself for a while because the lawyers just rip you off. And they don't really help the fathers. They take money, and you end up most of the time without your children. And spending your money. And we really need to change the laws. And this idea that the children are better off with the mother have to be challenged in the courts because it's not true. It's a lie, another lie that's been put up on the courts and the family. Once upon a time when men were men and boys were boys, and there was a divorce in the family because we knew, or they knew at the time, that if they have a divorce, it's best the kids work with the father. Because now, after 3 years, the kids need the fathers to guide them the rest of the way. It's so backwards, and so many men are suffering because they can't see their children, and the children are suffering because they can't. Their fathers. And then many of these women are getting with other men. And the last thing children need is a step parent, whether it's a father or a stepmother. It is the last thing they need. We keep hearing these things over and over. This guy's story was really just, this guy's hurt so much, he's willing to do anything to change the laws to be with his children. And then when the kids go out of whack, they blame the father. Blame the father. It's crazy. But I understand it. It's a battle between good and evil. And fathers represent good. And even knows that, so it's working through others in order to keep the children away from good. That's what's going on. It's not being talked about enough. And dealt with properly. And unless we start doing that, that is not going to get better. And again, mothers who keep the father's children away from him because the courts are on your side, even when you're lying, and or even in some cases, the court said only 50-50 visitation rights. And the mother still made that impossible. When she wants it, when you want them to come pick them up, when you want this and that. It's insane. It's just any mother that would do that to the children, you're lying to yourself. Children want both parents.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great day. See you guys tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about this coronavirus, and they talk about how it's killing more black people than anybody else now.
You can check
that's
out
weird, huh?
By going to wrote a little blog about it. But it's very, very interesting.
I can take the picture.